Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Man, we have traveled so far. We've traveled as far as you can almost go in Tennessee, but we have found John Markey, and he's the owner of Adventure Outdoors. All kinds of good stuff, and we're going to grill him. We're going to put him to the test and see what he knows about kayaks and kayak fishing. Tell them a little bit about your facility that you have here.
Sure. Adventures Outdoors is located at Melton Lake Park in Oak Ridge. And this is a fantastic area. It's 173 miles of just water adventures. And we have all kinds of things here, everything from hiking, biking trails. Right. And, of course, the water itself is just a really great place to fish and just do basic recreational kayaking.
So you have a couple facilities.
I do. I have another location over at the Norris, the Norris Lake. It's at the Norris Dam Marina. And then, again, we have pretty much the same operation, paddle boards, kayaks, et cetera.
Yeah, and so tell us now, of course, you got to understand, they are not seeing what we're seeing, but what is actually just like right there? What is actually out your door?
Sure. What's neat about this facility is we're located just right off the shore. So when people come here, there's the cove where we launch people into the water here. And we have a great little docking system, so it makes it really easy to launch people. And then on the main body, the main river section, the Clinch River, because this is what the Celt call the lower Clinch. And then the river itself extends for miles.
Right.
In either direction.
70-some miles, right?
170-some, 176 miles.
Wow. So the guys that want to know about kayak fishing and stuff, tell us, like, what is a good kayak to start with?
Sure.
And what might be a kayak they move into?
A lot of people start off with a, what we call a recreation-type kayak, and that would be the one right here.
Right.
So that's a great fishing kayak. If you look at the kayak, the design, it has a couple of rod holders in the back. It's got a really comfortable seat. And it also has a wide open cockpit, so you can put your, basically some of your equipment can go back here. And then you have some room in the front. As you can see, you got a cup holder up on top there. You got some bungee cords, so you can put some things there. And it also has, this is designed so that you can put an anchor. So if you go out, you want to anchor yourself. So a lot of people, fishing guys, really like that boat. It's a stable, extremely stable boat to fish off from.
And this is a sit-in.
That's a, what they call a sit-in.
Okay.
And then we have a sit-on-top. And again, the sit-on-top is an open concept. These are great for people who just want to go out kayaking. They can go swimming. They can flip it over, get back in really easy where you really couldn't do that. That's really designed. This first one is designed to stay in and not to... Not
a little better in cold water situations, and you don't want water splashing you compared to getting in and out.
That's correct.
Yep.
And this one here, here's what I did. I love paddleboarding. And I want to fish off my paddleboard. And because I fly fish sometimes. And so I came across this one here. It's a Perception Highlight.
Highlight. At this.
11 foot. It's a combination kayak and stand up paddleboard. So I can sit on this. I can fish off it. I can stand up on it. And I love standing up when I'm fishing because I'm in the upright position. So I can go, ahead and easy to cast.
And this has sea deck on,
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice stuff right there.
It really is.
So, so that's good information. He's told you like kind of how to pick his stuff. We will not pick his brain on what lure to fish up here on the Clinch River, because like all fishermen, he's probably not going to tell us the truth anyway. But tell us,
it's really kind of depends on the fish. People ask that all the time. Same thing with flies. Which fly do you use? Well, flies are a little more specific because you know it, depending on the type of year and when. You know, what's happening as far as the aquatic bugs that are coming to fruition. And so there's certain things that you can use. But fish are very finicky. They just, you just got to kind of get out there and try different ones, try different lures and see what they're biting.
How about if someone wants to go and fish more out there like an SUP, would you say is an SUP a good choice for a stand-up paddleboard? Is that a good choice for fishing or not?
If you're good at stand-up paddleboarding,
okay,
so that's the key. Because, you know, it's like anything else. It's a skill sport.
Uh-huh.
And once you become better at it, then you're able. I'm really comfortable on a stand-up paddleboard. So I could use this. I could use a regular standard paddleboard, a flat board. It doesn't matter for me. But if you're not that familiar with it, it could be a little uneasy for you.
Right.
To be able to fish and cast and kind of hold your balance.
Tell us a little bit about your expertise of paddling.
Sure. Started this quite a few years ago. I was hired as a professional guide for L.L. Bean up in the state of Maine. Worked for them for about 12 years. And then I basically did sea kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, and then in the winter, cross-country skiing and snowshoeing.
Uh-huh.
And then moved here in 2012.
Right.
Opened up Norris Paddling Adventures at the Norris Dam Marina in 2013. And then took over this location about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. So we also saw next to your facility, there's these wild-looking Viking people that have, like, you know, six or four people in there rowing, like rowing teams. What's up with that?
Okay, so they have a fantastic facility here. It's the Oak Ridge Rowing Regatta, you know, facility where they teach and they have races here.
Oh, really?
National races. People come here from all over the country to race. So out on the main waterway out here, there's a track that's right now all set up because this weekend they have a regatta going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're going to be racing, and they're going to close off, actually, this whole area, and it's going to be open only for the racers and spectators.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, because the outdoor and the environment, that's important to you, isn't
it? Absolutely.
So tell us, how has that influenced you coming down here and setting up shop?
Sure. Surprisingly, Maine and Tennessee are a lot alike.
Yeah.
Because if you look at both locations, especially East Tennessee, I haven't done much. I haven't gone down out, you know, to Central or West Tennessee. But East Tennessee reminds me many days like I'm back in Maine, especially when it's a blue sky and just a, you know, about 80-degree temperature. Mountainous area, a lot of lakes.
Right.
So everything environmentally is pretty much the same. Working for L.L. Bean taught me a lot of things about safety.
Right.
And about leave no trace.
Okay.
So we're responsible for our environment, right? And we're responsible for ourselves. And it doesn't take much to just pick up whatever you bring in and take it out with you, whether you're camping, whether I'm on the water, you know, I'm not tossing, obviously, any cans or anything like that.
Right. It
stays with me. I actually pick up stuff when I'm on the water.
Right.
So, and a lot of my customers do the same thing. So I'm really surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm very happy that people are really conscious about leaving the environment the same way it was when they, or better when they came into it.
Right. And how do you see like this summer progressing? So we're coming off a COVID year. And so was it like crazy insane here with
insane.
The number of people?
It was insane. Last year, I think I did double what I normally would do here.
Right.
No one could do anything other than they wanted to get outside. They knew, because they knew they had to, this virus seems to attack people who are less healthy.
Right.
And people said, we got to make ourselves healthier. So we got to get out there. And so it's been great. People have been out. Just a lot of people learn. And it's new people who've never been here before, never been on the water before.
What do you have to tell people that maybe they haven't been in this area? Like if they were to come here, what would they experience? What would they, is it Southern hospitality? What is, what can they kind of expect? Tennessee hospitality.
Well, let's just say they're going to get great hospitality.
Because
I'm from Maine.
Uh-huh.
And so Tennessee hospitality. It's, you know, when they first come in the door, it's a meet and greet. We always just greet our customers, and we talk a little bit about how their experience, what kind of experience they have.
Right.
And then we try to fit the right watercraft to that customer.
Right.
And so that's primarily what I try to teach my staff to do, and that's what I do.
Yeah. You talked about working for L.L. Bean. So now in conservation, are you doing anything right now in conservation to, you know, something that influences the environment now? Is there a group or some sort of organization that you're working with?
I'm not really working with any organizations, but there are organizations out there that throughout the year will do different things. There'll be river pickups.
Right.
So they'll have specific times, especially in the, you know, in the early part, spring time. And so they'll go out and try to gather as many boats and people, volunteers to go out and just pick up and stuff. The only thing I can just say to anybody who's watching this is please just pick up after yourself. It's not a hard thing. It's not a radical environmentalist type thing. It's just being responsible for your own self.
Seems like they were able to carry it in. They can probably carry an empty bottle back.
Right. And just be aware that the wind blows. So if you put something on your deck, and then that wind will blow that off somewhere. So just secure your stuff. That's all I do.
Yeah. So Clinch River, right here, what is some other places that they can paddle, or just paddle and fish? Where are some other places?
One location that's really fantastic is up at the Norris Dam again.
Okay.
So the Norris Dam location, you have the upper lake side.
Okay.
That's the upper Clinch.
The warm water side.
The warm water side. And that water is about 85 degrees in the summertime, so it's fantastic.
Right.
Now, below the dam, that water is released, of course, and it's about 50 degrees.
Right.
Great for trout. That's just a huge place where people will fish for trout. So one thing I used to love to do when I still have my location there, when I have time, I'll take my paddleboard and put it in right above the Weir Dam, the small little Weir Dam. And then when the water's not running, and I'll just float through there and fish through that hole from there to the dam.
Right.
Because there's no water flowing, and it is unbelievable. There's huge pools, and you can actually almost see the fish.
Right.
Actually, you can see
fish. Yeah. Yeah, so it's nice and cool. You stick your feet in the water. You can relax.
Yeah.
Cool breeze. Little fog in the morning.
It's fantastic.
Is that what we're talking?
It's absolutely beautiful.
So if they wanted to find out more about your shops, or if they wanted to go to the Norris Dam State Park and the marina there and check your facility out, when's that open, and when can they meet up to like rent one of these out?
Sure. So basically, I'm open in April. We start in April. March, I'm sorry, from March through April is reservations.
Right.
And right now, I'm just getting to a point where I'm starting to be in the office here more often, because we just don't have enough people right now to warrant, having
it's
a
staff. It's not summer crew.
It's not a summer crew yet.
Yep.
And so people can reach out by Norris Paddling Adventures.
Okay.
And it's paddlenorrislake.com. So paddlenorrislake.com is the website for Norris Paddling Adventures. And Adventures Outdoor Center here in Oak Ridge.
Okay.
Adventures Outdoors Rentals, I'm sorry, .com.
.com. Okay. And so that takes us up to our sponsors. Of course, one of our sponsors, Pico Lures. And so I don't know if they're flooded around in here, but Pico Lures, you can check them out. They have lots of fishing lures for like crappie fishing and bass fishing, walleye fishing. They have something for everything. And of course, their crankbaits are famous. You can check them out at picolures.com. It also takes me to my Pocket Pal. That's my Smith products. This is the one I thought that was pretty cool. This is actually a little pocket knife sharpener, and it also has the pencil sharpener. So if you have a serrated edge, if you're out there and you have a pocket knife and you're using it like to tie your ropes on on your kayaks and you're fishing and hold on to a limb or something like that, and your knife gets dull, you can take this, you can sharpen your knife just right there. But it's cool because it's a little pocket sharpener, and it weighs like nothing. So smithproducts.com, that's where you can find all their stuff. John, I appreciate you being on the show. Make sure you check his place out. One more time, where can they find you?
Again, it's Norris Paddling Adventures at the Norris Dam Marina.
Okay.
And that's paddlenorrislake.com.
All right.
And then here in Oak Ridge, it's adventuresoutdoorsrentals.com.
All right.
And just Adventures Outdoors if you just go on Google.
All right. Make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.